Lenovo's ThinkPad X1 foldable PC could be the laptop of the future. In PC Magazine by Tom Brandt on May 13th. The years-old idea of a foldable screen PC inches closer to reality with this new Lenovo Concept ThinkPad. It uses a bendable OLED panel and works with a separate physical keyboard, too. Yes, all laptops fold, but Lenovo's new foldable ThinkPad X1 Concept is like any laptop you've ever seen. It folds across the screen. It incorporates not only a foldable OLED display that takes up almost the entire interior surface area, but also a standalone wireless keyboard and a built-in kickstand. We got an early, up-close peek at it. The concept unveiled this week is the latest in a long line of tech prototypes equipped with foldable panels. Lenovo has been working on such devices for years, with Armistead Nataux, one of the inventors of the ThinkPad, hinting at the prospect of a foldable laptop back in 2017. The company has even dabbled in the nearly impossible-to-solve problem of creating a display that bends both outward and inward. The foldable 13-inch ThinkPad only bends one way, which means you can't use it while it's fully folded. It also doesn't have a final name, a price, or a firm release date, though Lenovo says that it plans to sell it as part of its ultra-premium ThinkPad X1 line at some point in 2020. Another key unknown is how durable it would be. Early foldable Lenovo prototypes were clearly fragile when the company showed them off to the media in 2016. And the introduction of Samsung's Galaxy Fold smartphone was recently derailed over reliability concerns. Lenovo says, though, it will test this hinge to double the number of folds that a typical laptop would be subjected to. What we do know is that if Lenovo intends the concept to be a part of the ThinkPad line, it will need to be at least as good as existing ThinkPad products, prized by business road warriors for their rugged construction and reliability. We also know that the foldable ThinkPad has versatility in spades, based on the few minutes that the company let me handle it. Let's take a look. It's clearly a ThinkPad. When it's folded, ThinkPad X1 branding on the cover of the foldable prototype makes its ThinkPad lineage clear. The folded device also closely resembles a paper notebook, especially with its included pen holder. I could easily see myself carrying this in and out of meetings all day. Because the total diagonal screen size is 13.3 inches when unfolded, it makes for a device that's easy to grasp with one hand when you fold it. Each half of this 2K resolution screen is 9.6 inches when folded, showing its futuristic side. The prototype reveals its futuristic side as soon as you unfold it. In its configuration, it's showing off the simultaneous ability to open a conventional PC app like a web browser on the top part of the screen while letting you take notes with a digital stylus, Wacom technology backs the pen, on the bottom part. It's similar to how the existing Lenovo YogaBook C930 works, except that device uses a far more limited monochrome e-ink display for the bottom half of its screen. One of the foldable prototype's shortfalls that I noted in its current state, inconsistent screen view quality depending on the angle from which you look at it. The top half of the display seems natural, while the bottom half, viewed at an angle, takes on a bluish tint. Lenovo says it is working on correcting this for the final version. An on-screen keyboard. In addition to writing or drawing on the screen with a stylus, you can also turn part of the bottom half of the screen into a virtual keyboard. Both of these capabilities are not exactly new, as touch-enabled tablets and laptops running Windows 10 have had them for years. This setup makes it clear that the foldable ThinkPad's implementation is an efficient use of space, but it's still cramped for my rather large fingers. A physical keyboard included. Luckily, the foldable ThinkPad also comes with a spare wireless keyboard, complete with a wrist rest. It's thin and uses Bluetooth to connect. Our version was a non-working prototype, but it's pretty clear that it won't have full-size keys. That's not a big deal, since the difference between virtual keys and small physical keys is vast, and many quick typers far prefer the latter. If Lenovo figures out an ingenious way to store the keyboard when it's not in use, this could be the device's secret weapon. The company's engineers said they have a few ideas, but nothing is final yet. A 4x3 screen orientation. When it's completely unfolded, the prototype vaguely resembles the ThinkPad X1 tablet, a Windows 10-based machine that you can buy today. The screen ratio is an old-fashioned 4x3, which used to be common on laptop screens until widescreen video pushed most products to the 16x9 orientation. There are a few other screens with 4x3 or similar orientations, including the members of Microsoft Surface Pro and Surface Laptop families. Hey, where did the seam go? Perhaps the most remarkable part about folding the prototype flat, the screen offers virtually no giveaway that it's foldable. Even when viewed at an angle, there's no visible crease, unlike the currently in limbo Samsung Galaxy Fold, whose crease is visible from certain angles. Lenovo offered few details about the OLED display technology in the prototype. It's a 2K panel made by LG Display, is the extent of what we know. But it's pretty clear that its years of research have paid off. The company says it has been working on this product for 3 years. Apart from the bluish tint, this screen appears virtually indistinguishable from other high-quality laptop and tablet displays I've seen recently. Foldable, but not particularly sleek. Despite all of its promise, the foldable ThinkPad prototype isn't overly thin. It's far thicker than an average smartphone or tablet. Lenovo didn't let me measure it, but suffice it to say, you can both see and feel its thickness. Then again, existing ThinkPads aren't wafer thin either, and fans of those iconic laptops certainly don't complain. The device will have two USB Type-C ports. I don't expect that the X1 foldable prototype will get drastically sleeker in the final version. Why? Fitting electronic components into a tiny area is tough enough as it is, without adding the additional complexity of a folding screen and all that the hinge entails. Figuring out how to position the components away from the hinges while still maintaining the overall integrity of the device is something that Lenovo admitted its engineers hadn't quite figured out back in 2016. It's now apparent that the feet requires a fair amount of Z height. That said, Lenovo expects all-day battery life out of it, so the battery aspect has not been compromised. Software innovation required. Lenovo says the foldable ThinkPad will be a Windows device running on Intel Silicon. Lenovo and Microsoft will need to work together to ensure that the device is easy to navigate in a variety of orientations that don't currently exist on Windows devices. One thing I didn't get to see during the demo is the exact process for orienting on-screen elements, such as adjusting the keyboard or forcing the device to retain a split screen in tablet mode. Lenovo says it is still ironing out details in that vein. This stuff, and indeed even the core OS aspects, are still in the cooker. Is the future foldable? Versatility is the foldable ThinkPad X1's raison d'etre. Lenovo wants this device to be a jack of all trades, replacing or substituting your laptop, tablet, or perhaps even your smartphone. It could certainly replace a paper notebook. By making its first foldable PC a ThinkPad, Lenovo seems to be zeroing in on corporate road warriors, that is, the usual ThinkPad audience, as its early adopters, or depending on your point of view, guinea pigs. It's a tried and true method. In their day, BlackBerry devices jumped from the corporate world to becoming must-haves for college kids, for instance. It's clear that some things need ironing out, including fixing the panel's viewing angles and integrating the keyboard and a storage scheme for it. To ensure that the foldable ThinkPad replicates the BlackBerry's path to wider adoption and maybe even tech stardom. Based on what we know so far, it appears Lenovo is on the right path, but we'll see, we hope, next year, devices like the Samsung Galaxy Fold are showing some early teething problems among the foldable brigade.